Hello, this is Claude Fullenfroe. I live in Brisbane on the eastern seaboard of Australia. Now, most of you probably have never heard of me, and the reason why I today decided to speak openly about my past and to share some information that could probably help you if you were in the same spot that I was 6 years ago. I read a lot of information on the internet about various forms of home-based businesses, and each person tries to rubbish the other about a different way to make money. With everything equal, every opportunity out there can certainly make you money. But unfortunately, many of the operators or people who are sharing information with you, wanting you to get involved in their business opportunity, they obviously try to put other opportunities down so that you could opt in and select them. Now, every opportunity on the internet is not for everyone. There are different types of opportunities. Some are highly intellectual, while others are highly technical, and some are very simple, which most people can do. Now, when you're looking at a business, just like any business in the real world, when I talk about the real world, I mean in a nut and bolt world where you go and you sign a lease and you take over a shop and you outfit it and you start trading from Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday, and unless you make some money, you can go broke. Such businesses are traditional businesses where you have to perform or else you can lose a lot of money. These traditional type of businesses, as I would call them, you would normally have to do your due diligence process, where you would have to get an accountant to check out the books of the present operator that you are buying the business from to see if the business is a viable business, and secondly, if the business is suitable for that price. You will also then check out if the market has a demand for such a business and if the products are good products that you want to represent. Then you would take out a fairly large loan. Most often you'll take it out against your home or an existing business. This is called a liability, and if you do not pay this liability off, you could probably lose the collateral, which is your home or the other business. Now, in 2003, I had such a business, which was a restaurant in Brisbane, which was highly successful. But unfortunately, there was something missing in my life. I personally had no freedom of time to spend with my children, and my marriage at that time come to a grinding halt. As most of you, or some of you who have unfortunately gone through such a situation, may find that the whole world caves in, and most often it takes everything with it. I did not have enough resources to pull through, and I not only lost my marriage, but I lost my business as well. Time, I was able to get back on my feet with sheer good luck of having some close friends who helped me back into traditional business. But knowing what I knew, I decided that I did not want to fall into the same trap again. So what I did was, I went along and started to read and buy books and attend seminars, and I slowly realized that there are different ways to make money. Some of the ways that you could make money are by real estate. If you can find money or for a deposit, you can go on to build a fairly nice slice in the real estate market. But unfortunately, if you're starting off from ground zero or with very little capital, the real estate market may be not possible. And if it's possible, it probably would take you maybe 15 to 20 years to build up a good portfolio of property. Another area that I looked at and I started to dabble and also have some interest in is the share market. I realized that in the share market that you could make a lot of money, but until you had enough knowledge of market trends and currents and financial trends, you could stand to lose a lot of money. I invested a lot of time in books and also in trading, and realized that I was making a lot of money. Well, at the same time, I was losing a bit, because you remember, I was learning during this time. You also have to put a lot of money into software programs, computers, and also attend courses, and probably would have to have at least $20,000 as a bank or as a deposit before you actually go into trading to safeguard yourself from losses. Now, another option is to look at home-based business. Now, home-based business does not mean a business that you have tucked away in your garage under your home. Home-based businesses are a fairly new concept, around 50 or 60 years now in the marketplace, where large companies offer you a distributorship within their company and help you to get that distributorship going. They give you training and support, and they also help with the complete scientific research in the products that they manufacture, so you can distribute, so you can help to distribute them by advertising about these products. Fortunately for the distributors, their products are not distributed by themselves but by the company. So all the logistics, all the scientific research, all the development, all the refunds are carried out by the company. So what do? You actually go out and you share the business of the company and the product range with prospective consumers and other business builders who, like yourself, is looking for a home-based business. When these people join, you tend to get a slice of their market share. It's not a lot to start with, but gradually you can tend to make a fairly good residual income. Now, for people who do not understand what this concept and think that people at the top make all the money and people at the bottom make very little, let me tell you that in a traditional conventional business, the CEO at the top makes all the money, while the office worker right at the bottom on the floor of the factory makes hardly anything. In fact, does not even get a bonus at the end of the year. Now, I would suggest for listeners today, while listening to this program, I have a special link at MLMIncomeGuarantee.com that has some free videos, especially one that I really love called Brilliant Compensation. This video is co-hosted by two people, Tim Sales and Professor King from Harvard University. These two men have taken their time out to share some extraordinary information for people like you and me starting off in life and trying to get a share of possible freedom. Now, I would suggest go along and get to the website at www.mlmincome.com and see what these two videos, Brilliant Compensation and What the Wealthy Buy on Payday, could have for you right now. I wish you all the very best in your quest for financial freedom, or possibly just a better state of mind working from home.